listeners, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We are so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. And friends, I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he will never quit on you. So I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring your word, to preach your word, that, Lord, you'd stretch forth your hand to heal, and that you'd perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, Amen. Well, we look what God's nature is like and what he thinks of you. We see this from John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God wants you in heaven. That's what it's saying. There's a testimony here from 1912, the Titanic ship disaster. There was one of the passengers, was Pastor John Harper on the Titanic that sank, taking 1,514 passengers' lives. Pastor John Harper, a widow who traveled with his six-year-old daughter, his hopes were high and it seemed he had a brilliant future ahead. After the ship hit this iceberg and it became apparent that it would sink, Harper got his daughter safely onto a lifeboat. It's likely he could have joined her, being the only parent, but he chose to stay aboard the sinking ship because he knew that with this disaster, God had given him an urgent message. The mission was, Harper immediately began to go from one person to another, telling them about Christ's love and urging them to accept him. When one angry man rejected the message, Harper removed his own life vest and gave it to him, saying, "You need this more than I do, friend." Harper was still actively pressing his urgent evangelism when a ship tipped forward, wrenched in half, and slipped beneath the frigid North Sea. Even then, Harper did not stop. Seeing many passengers struggling in the water with little chance of rescue, he swam to as many as he could, urging them to accept God's loving offer until hypothermia finally overcame him. 4 years later, at a Titanic survivors meeting in Ontario, one survivor told the story of his own encounter with John Harper. He was clinging to a piece of floatboard when Harper swam to him and urged him to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The man rejected the offer and Harper swam away. But soon Harper came around again, and this time, knowing death to be only minutes away, the man gave his life to Christ. Moments afterwards, he watched the near freezing waters finally take Harper's life just as a returning lifeboat approached to rescue him. At the conclusion of his story, he said simply, "I'm the last convert of John Harper." Friend, you could be John Harper's last convert as Harper reached out with John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." God did not send his Son into the world to punish you, but to save you. God loves you. For some it's almost impossible to believe. The circumstances and regrets of life are too painful, but God's love can be fully experienced in personal and practical ways. No matter where you've been or what you've done, the truth is God loves you. He always has and he always will. There's a free gift of eternal salvation being offered, friend, but only you can make the choice. Like Pastor John Harper's last convert, this is your day. Romans 10:9-13, that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So will you pray with me? Friend, just follow me along in this simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sin. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. I believe you raised Jesus from the dead. Come into my heart and life. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, friend, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church. Remember, you are unique. God has given you a purpose so you can reach your destiny. You have a purpose and there's a calling over your life. Loved one, may you walk in the confidence that God has given you total freedom, that the cross has removed your past and guaranteed your future, that you are, that it hears you and yours is his, and your life is destined to be blessed and victorious because of the blood of the cross. Amen. Right, today's scripture, 2 Peter 1:3, says, his divine power has given us everything we need for a godly life, meaning it is finished. It's easy to get stuck in life thinking you've reached your limits, but God wouldn't have given you the dream without giving you the ability to accomplish it. You have everything you need. Many times the problem is that it's buried inside. It's hidden treasure. You have gifts and talents that you've not tapped into yet. There is potential that is waiting to be released. When God laid out his plan for your life, he deposited in you the skill, the wisdom, the creativity, everything you need to fulfill your destiny. Now, here's the key. It's not what you have that matters. It's what you get out. If you're going to reach your highest potential, you have to tap into that hidden treasures. Now, the challenge is, don't die with the treasure still on the inside. You have something to offer this world that nobody else can offer. You are unique, one of a kind. You are anointed to be you. Be confident in who God made you to be, knowing that you have what it takes and the steps to fulfill your destiny. So my prayer for you in this one is that, Father, thank you. You have, in your faithfulness in their lives, I thank that you will accomplish what you have started in their life. Today they choose to put their trust in you, knowing that the shift is coming. They will decide that you will, your will be done in every area of their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, we get this part of the message. We're going to be praying for the sick shortly, sick and hurting. God's power to deliver his people from sickness, disease, and infirmities. We go to Matthew 8:16-17. When evening had come, they brought to Jesus many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with the word and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Friends, so Jesus bore them, and because he bore them, we can identify with what he did for us 2,000 years ago. The price has already been paid, but the fact that this has been made available to every single believer, that it's our choice. 1 Peter 2:24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree or on the cross, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by those stripes you were healed. This is past tense. It's already been done. Go to Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Friends, remember this. His ways are perfect. There is no unrighteousness in him. The Bible says that every good gift, every perfect gift comes down from above, the Father of lights, where there is no variable or shadow of turning. Some think they have to earn the healing. You can't earn your healing. Healing has been bought and paid for, but you have to receive it. Amen? You've got to receive your healing. Galatians 3:13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on the cross. Friend, Christ has. What you see from the scriptures, I'm sharing with you, it's past tense. This has already happened. When he cried, it is finished, it was sufficient. It has been done. His word is settled in heaven. His word is yes and amen. His word has not changed. God watches over his word to perform it. God is looking for men and women that will say, I believe, I trust you. Exodus 15:26. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of you, for I am the Lord who heals you. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that I've set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. See, friends, so the choice is ours. Every single day, you have a decision to sign for the sickness or disease, or say to you have the wrong address, go back to how will you come from. I have made a decision. God said, I shall choose. I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. I have chosen life. Therefore, me and my house will live. Psalm 91:16. For with a long life, I will sanctify him and show him my salvation. Psalm 103:2-5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. He forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit of destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Friends, this is nothing I wrote. This is from God's holy word. Go to Romans 8:11. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. Luke 10:9, Jesus said, and heal the sick who are there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. Friends, Jesus is moved with compassion for you to heal you. Lord, I pray that if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs, wonders, and creative miracles. And the power of the Lord is present to heal. So lay your hand on the part of the body that needs a touch from the Lord. The Holy Spirit that gives life will heal your bodies. The Holy Spirit is the confirmer of the gospel. He's a demonstrator of God's word. So we start praying. Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, all infirmities, I break this off of your life. I bind and break the power. I curse these infirmities. I command you to loose them and set them free. Go from them, be healed and made whole. Let the anointing of heaven touch them right now, Lord. Be healed and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I command you to torment them no more. Let the anointing of heaven fill them, Lord. Fill them with your goodness, Lord. Give them a miracle that they have longed for. Pains. I curse the pains in Jesus Christ's name. I bind and break the power of the pains, and I command you, release them. Go from them. Let the fire of God burn out every single pain in Jesus Christ's name. Give them a miracle, Lord, a creative miracle that they have longed for. Be healed and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those joints and pain, the bones and so forth, they've been given problems. They're being healed right now by the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cancers and growths. I command these, just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, so I curse cancer at the roots. I command you to shrivel up and die at the roots. I break this off of you in Jesus Christ's name. Let the fire of God burn out every single cell of cancer. Be healed and made whole. I command you to dry up. Leave them. Be healed and made whole by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Give them a miracle, Lord, that they have longed for. Broken emotions. Let the anointing of heaven break every wicked word that's been spoken over them, Lord. I bind and break the power of that. Let the fire of heaven burn it out. Be healed by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that your shalom, your peace is healing them right now. For the kingdom of God has come near to you. the kingdom of God has arrived. Amen. So I thank you, Lord, that the enemy has been defeated. Your shalom has healed every broken heart, that every sorrow is lifted, every burden and yoke, and is destroyed, because you are our strength, Lord. You are our song, and we magnify your holy name. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. Don't let fear come upon you. Clearly, the Bible says, fear not. It always distorts the truth and makes us believe things that we should not believe. Well, divine healing can be instantaneous, we know that. But it can often be progressive when it unfolds over a period of time. We see this in Mark 8 and Luke 17. But the Bible clearly states, you shall recover, you shall get well. It can happen in seconds, minutes, days, weeks. But the Bible says, but check it out. Just see if there's an improvement. Very important, after some time, see if there's an improvement and thank the Lord for the improvements. And to keep your healing, make sure you're living in right relationship and with each other. Use your authority as a believer. Don't hold on to grudges or unbelief. Just the grudges and unforgiveness, leave it. Just forgive them. Even if they were wrong, forgive them. For your own health's sake, you must forgive. You've been forgiven, forgive them. It's not to say that they were right, but just forgive them. And walk in love. And maintain a good confession. Very important. Your words are powerful, friends. Make sure you give a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Make sure you're listening to the right music. Very important. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And today's blessing is this. May the Lord bless you and may the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. Know that you are a child of the King. The blood of Jesus Christ has made you whiter than snow. Your name is recorded in the Lamb's book of life in heaven. And heaven is your destiny. Live with joy and confidence, because the Lord is with us and everything is going to be all right. In Jesus' name, shalom. Amen.
Holy presence is here. Open your hearts and receive him. Present your afflictions to him this morning. Place your hand on that point in your body that is ailing. Command his life in this room to come into that area. Take authority over that thing which does not belong in you. Wholeness in this room today. I declare wholeness in this room today. Wholeness in your mind. I take authority over depression in the name of Jesus. I call it a liar in the name of my Jesus. Be gone. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Your joy is my strength today, Lord. Wholeness in your bodies today. We take authority over cancer cells in the name of Jesus. I command those to dry up and be gone. Because of your stripes, O Lord. Because of your resurrection, Lord, we have life today. You come with healing in your wings. Salvation in your wings. Be glorified. Be magnified. Hallelujah. The King is here. Lord, we praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, 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 we praise you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
your language.